Yuktun is the most commonly spoken native language in Alaska and the second largest in the U.S. after Navajo. Bethel is the hub for Yuktun speakers. And now, the language is finally getting a curriculum and test that captures its core.
It's hard to get really excited about a test. This test is really different for me.
That's Christina Power Robbins, the director of elementary education for the district. She said Yupik elders, parents, teachers, retired teachers, and community members transformed the test. So it measures things like speaking, reading, and writing, but also nonverbal skills and the Yupik worldview.
Unlike perhaps what things have happened in the past, we're not looking for students to check their culture at the door.
This district covers a region with more Indigenous language speakers than any other part of the state. And in the majority of schools in the district, the kids are learning Yuktun and English. Around 2010, the district began to pilot a comprehensive Yupik immersion curriculum that not only teaches the language, but brings Yupik values and stories into the classroom.
This gets a little bit in the weeds, but I just want to...
She pulls out two textbooks to show me. One of them has a picture of a woman and child crossing the street on a crosswalk. It says, "I look both ways before I go."
There are not streetlights in village communities, and in Bethel there's only the one that I have a picture of, and it doesn't ever turn green.
So Robin asks, what are they actually trying to teach?
Is it this is how a crosswalk works, or is it about rules? And this is actually a unit about rules. So our picture for that same page, when we localize it, says rules also keep us safe. I listen to an elder. I stay away from dangerous spots. I respect others' property.
This new test is designed to see if their localized curriculum works. How the kids perform will shape how they design the curriculum in the future.
We also recognize that in defining what it means to be proficient in the Yuktun language, we're going to have gaps in our curriculum. There isn't a chapter in our language arts books that talks about nonverbal communication. It doesn't come up in science or in social studies.
Yet, for Yupik people, it's obvious that the raise of the eyebrows means yes, and a head bob after a compliment on your earrings is a subtle brag. There's arm signals to alert others about danger or a walrus or a sinkhole, and it's important to include all these things to help the younger generations learn the Yupik way of life.
For instance, in English, we have pronouns this, that, and those.
That's Waki Charles. He grew up speaking Yuktun at home.
In Yupik, we have 30 of these pronouns. And these are more specific because of location, how I see my world. This, that, those over there, those across there, those underneath, those up there, those that I can't see upstairs, those that I cannot see that are down below, maybe or upriver, downriver. And so the way that I see my world has a language by which I'm able to use my pronouns.
Charles teaches at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He also runs the Alaska Native Language Center. He says what LKSD is doing is significant. Bethel has become a model for how Yuktun and other native languages should be taught.
They don't learn about things like skyscrapers or escalators or elevators.
He says what the district is doing speaks to the heart of the language. It's not just translating English. It's drawing out the Yupik way of thinking. When Charles teaches Yuktun at the university, he finds the younger generation often haven't had much exposure to native languages.
I begin the semester by saying, welcome to Yuktun 101, an emotionally charged language, meaning as we learn our heart language, there's going to be opportunities or times at which we'll feel elated, humbled, excited, shame, remorse, guilt, and at the end too, you know, this feeling of finally gaining access to that language that wants to come out from the soul.
Charles says he sees his students have epiphany moments when the language and culture click, and they understand something they couldn't see in English.
They go, now I know why, or wow, I didn't know that. So that's why my grandmother would say, holy, and then there'd be, yeah, there's tears. It's like, wow, Now I know.
The new tests are being administered in the schools now and throughout March. After that, there may be some new curriculum on the way, too. In Bethel, I'm Sunny Bean.